This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here to win. The past is the past. That's great. But this is about now. This is about the players in that locker room now. This is about the fans that come in here and can believe in something great.
I was questioning myself, well, you know, why would I do this? Then I came to a point, why wouldn't I? Because I'm a risk taker. And I think if there's no risk, there's no reward. Jason Pominville, Ryan Miller, Thomas Vanek, they all said, you're the guy that can get them there. I get a chance to do something that I wasn't able to do as a player. Then I became the coach of the team and didn't succeed what I was set out to do, and now I'm getting one more opportunity.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, I guess it's real. Yesterday, it was just you telling me that this had happened.
Yes.
Today, I'm literally, unless that's a damn good impression, I'm literally listening to Ruff.
Yeah, what kind of authority am I?
Yeah. You know, I was 99%.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of you, of course, listened to his press conference with Kevin Adams just a couple of hours ago. We, unfortunately, did not include the last question. The last question was not aired. There was some sort of a technical thing, but he was asked, who do you think the Bills take at 28? He's like, of course, A.D. Mitchell, of course, the wide receiver out of Texas. He's like, I know there's another one, but
he had to be in the room to know that.
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't get to that.
Good job mixing these things in here at the start of the show.
Me?
Yeah, I mean, just
really?
Just good.
You think I'm doing well so far?
Yeah,
I'm not so sure.
Both subjects, you know, on the table.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this board is staring back at me again today, right across from the big board.
I can't wait for this board to get out of here.
I'm tired of it.
You know what's bothering me about the board?
The stickers are not perfectly aligned.
And they're peeling. The edges are peeling.
Yes.
Yesterday at one point.
They're
nope.
Pretty well aligned.
Yeah, they are.
That's a pretty good job.
I hadn't really felt like it was really hurting from a symmetry standpoint, but the peeling at the corners at one point yesterday, for no one's benefit other than my own, and I don't even really think I derived any benefit out of it, I went and pressed the edges all just to see how long it would take for them to peel back.
You know that doesn't work.
Of course.
Why doesn't that work? The sticky is gone. It's just like it's you go just, up it, there.
Yeah, once it's already like
that's right.
It's just not a clean
doesn't
surface
work.
Anymore. It just doesn't happen. Yeah. So, yeah, I need that to guy. You know, I'll be grateful when Thursday comes and it's gone.
Well,
because I have a list of the guys on my own screen here. I don't really need the board.
And it's a computer, so they're perfectly aligned.
Right.
You don't need the board. Yeah, I know most of these names. This is a surreal moment for all Sabres fans, really. It's got to be. I mean, there would be some that would have thought about this before, this possibility. I'm not sure I ever did. But it isn't incredible that he would be back. Coach, he's still in the profession.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he's going to be in coaching, with as often as teams, including the Sabres, shuffle through different coaches, you know, it was never... Why was he fired by the Sabres in 2011? It was just... 2011, they were in the playoffs.
Right.
Why was he fired? What would people say? It was just time.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, it had run its course. That happens.
It had run a few courses
by 2013. Right. I mean, he had been here since 97. I mean, it was a run.
Right. And so... Were people in 2013 saying, like, he's doing a terrible job? He doesn't know how to do this anymore, you know, stuff like that. It's just kind of the life cycle.
Yeah.
And he did very well to survive. I mean, bankruptcy, the Hasek drama before that, he kept hanging on in the job until finally, 16 years after taking the job, he is let go. And so here we are 11 years after that.
Yeah, I don't think the entire time he was gone, recognizing, like, of course, he was, you know, still active and coaching in the league, my mind never drifted one time through, you know, the various coaching hires and fires that the Sabres have been through. I never one time thought to myself, boy, I sure do hope they get Lindy back here. It just never popped into my head, really, until he got fired by New Jersey, you know, a couple of months ago, because now he's available and, you know, it was certainly possible and it ended up coming to fruition that the Sabres would make a move. And so when we started talking about it in here, it was the first time really since he had left in 2013 that I had ever thought about Lindy Ruff coaching the Sabres again. And that's not because, like, my mind was just closed off to it. It's just not... I'm not a guy who's usually pining for, oh, bring back this guy, bring back that guy. I'm usually looking forward, and like new young blood is more interesting to me. But we've kind of run the gamut here.
That's right. I mean, some of these other times when the Sabres were in the market, usually I would have wanted somebody young. Maybe every time, but that's always been kind of something. Not because Ruff was. I mean, he really wasn't that old at this when he was fired, but it's just because I want to push for new ideas, and young players don't get older, coaches do. Just the idea that maybe more, you know, the way young people are more numbers driven, just different reasons. You know, we talked about when the Sabres drafted Jack Eichel, his college coach Quinn, who's since been to the NHL, but ideas like that. I think the only time Ruff might have been a possibility was when the Sabres hired Phil Housley. There might have been another time after Housley when it was, I guess, Kruger. But that was when Lindy left Dallas. And so we might have talked about it for a minute. But no, I don't remember like dwelling on it.
Right.
But this time, right from the moment it was announced that he was fired in New Jersey and the Sabres were just sort of getting through their season, like, uh-oh, like that, not even in a bad way. Some people probably don't like this, of course, but not even in a bad way, just like, oh, wait a minute. This actually makes a lot of sense.
That's convenient.
It's been enough time.
Right.
He had that, the big point you and I made last week on this was he had that year, last year with Jersey, where I think that suffices as credibility for this, you know, unless you want the whole body of work, which you certainly could settle for. But that year with Jersey, young players, and this group was compared to that plenty of times at this press conference.
Yeah.
You know, that works for me. I tend to have the attitude that many of these coaches could be the right fit. Some of these coaches that win would have been lucky to win, you know, not necessarily brilliant. It's sort of the randomness of the game and how things go in the NHL. So that's why last week when there was some fan opposition to this idea, I'm like, it's just ridiculous to me to have any sort of certainty that it won't work. I mean, it's just like, it's just not in touch with the NHL to think that. He's not somebody that's never been behind a bench. Then you might say, you know, like if the owner of a team decided to coach the team to save money, then you might go, well, this is probably, this idea is in trouble. But, you know, a lot of these guys, Kevin Adams said he talked to more than 10 or 10 or more. And
it's like two a day.
He said he was up all the time.
I mean, unless he was already, you know, whatever. If he knew he was doing this, maybe he started talking to people before, but you know, whatever. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah, look, I think opposition to this is easily explained. Not to say it's not complicated emotionally, but I think anybody who's like harboring resentment or just thinks this is the wrong move is worried that they're just getting worked. Because Lindy is, like, I am going to have to, I already was doing this today. Like, I'm reading quotes and I'm listening to him talk. I'm watching him walk into the arena, the video that the Sabres put out and saying hi to James. I haven't been down to the arena in that capacity in a long time to see James. It's the first time I'd seen James in, I don't know, 5, 10 years. I don't know how long. I'm like,
how do you look?
James,
how do you look?
You look the same. He's James.
He's James.
Yeah.
I haven't been there since, like, Ruff was a coach.
Right.
In that area of the building.
Same. Yeah. I mean, I think I buzzed in there for concerts occasionally, but that's not a security situation, so no interaction with James. Anyway, like, and that, even that, like, oh. Like, it's just like,
there's, even James.
There's emotion. Like, I'm a much younger man the last time he was the coach. I certainly was a very young man and very new at this when he got the job the first time in 97. I'm 2 years into what is now a 25-year, going on 30-year broadcasting career. It messes with you emotionally. And I think one reaction to that is to be expected is for some fans to go, stop that. Don't play me. Don't work me over. I need to see you win games. And don't trick me into buying anything until, because I'm mad. I want to be mad at you that you haven't done the right things and this hasn't worked yet and it's 13 years and all that. And, like, look, if you're dug in there, I respect that. They deserve every bit of your being dug in like that. So, you know, that aspect of this is not going to be undone until they come out and, you know, win 7 of their first 10 games or something. Until they get, you know, show that it's going to work, there's going to be skepticism. And I don't think, given this owner's track record and the organization's track record, that that's unwarranted.
No, I don't either. It's fair enough. It's fair enough.
Yeah.
I just did not like, it did not sit well with me, the idea that anybody would think that they know whether this idea or Gerard Gallant or anyone else, like, will work. It's just too random for that. You know, to your point, the skepticism, nostalgia, the Sabres, I think it is obvious, are out messaging that that is not what this about. This is about. Like, you know, you would assume some of that. Maybe not. Maybe your Pegula point is, you know, enough. But Adams, in the statement at the press conference, you know, like, vehemently, this is about winning right now. And he does, you know, he did well at that again. Like, I am usually impressed with Adams at these things. And, like, talking about, like, Paul asked him about his having been on the bench with Ruff. He's like, yeah, but that's not why we did this. You know, like, it helps. Ruff himself talking about his past, you know. I think this might not be right, but there have been emails. I'm a season ticket holder, so there have been emails. I drove past a billboard today. There's whatever, Twitter, like, all the Sabres communications about this. I see, like, the first word is welcome, and I started to read welcome back. But they're not using the word back.
Mm-hmm.
On the billboard, it's welcome, Coach Lindy Ruff. In the email, it's welcome, Coach Lindy Ruff. On the statement on Twitter, it's welcome. They're not saying welcome back. They are making, maybe that's not actually an example of this, but I think it would fit with everything else that you're hearing right now, is this is not about the 90s and 2007. This is about, you know, right coach for the right moment. And
yeah, and something that I respect about them making this choice that I don't think has come up yet, at least I didn't bring it up yesterday. I think their awareness of that, I mean, they would have to be completely just so out of touch that it would be scarier than you've ever thought if they didn't recognize that that reaction would be out there, and them, I'm going to say, them realizing that and reacting to it and being proactive about it tells you they know that they're going to get it from some people, and they did it anyway. And I think there's something to be said for that, like, because there was an easier path here if you hire someone else. I mean, you got to get it right, and you got to win. You know, I would say, like, Craig Berube doesn't have the resume length that Ruff does, but he's the only guy, I think, of the candidates that we talked about last week that has a cup ring as a head coach. So they could have done that, and that would be new, and that would be a tough guy, and I'm going to hold him accountable, and maybe he would have made a lot of the same points that got made today anyway, but there's no attachment, there's no emotion, there's no one's going to be able to say, quit working me, this is a PR stunt. But they didn't do that, they did this anyway, and that doesn't mean it has to work, and it doesn't undo the potential for them to have been motivated by that nostalgia in some way. But to do it despite it, I think I want to have faith that that's an indication that Adams really believes that this is the right idea.
Yeah, because I like that point. I mean, there are times when the Sabres themselves, going back many years, you just kind of don't know if they get it with some of the things they've done in a lot of different departments. Like, do they get it? And if they did not sort of sound this way about that point, that would be the question. Like, but they're trying to head that off.
Right.
And, you know, it's season ticket week, right? Like, it's the end of the season. It's renewal time and new. You're not a season ticket holder anymore in sports. You're a season ticket member. That's what they call it. That's on a billboard too. Season ticket memberships are available. You don't actually have the thing. We know this from PSLs, if we didn't know it already. You don't actually have the thing. It's not yours. You don't hold it. We're just sort of letting you. You're invited. You know, it's expensive, but you can come to our meetings. You know, you can be a part of the club, but it's our club, not yours. So it's membership time, and this feels good to me. It honestly does. I need credibility. I think we have that here, and beyond that, it's lovely. You know, he was a very popular figure who did a lot of had a lot of great years here. It's not to say everything was perfect, but he's on the Sabres Rushmore, and they hired him today. Like, that really happened.
Yeah.
And I am gonna be back in there. I'm gonna want to go to games more. Somebody called you yesterday when I was out and said one thing I was thinking a lot about all day. With my wife. So my wife and I have been on the season ticket list since 2006. And we have unforgettable memories of those seasons, like a lot of fans. Recently, kids, other obligations, the team, you know, performance of the team, the prices. It's become gradually less and less interesting for, you know, almost a decade. I said to her yesterday, don't you want to go to the opener now? Don't you want to just go there and look at them?
Yep.
right,
because I know at least two of the seats that you used to share were right across from the bench, and you used to talk about being able to just sit there and look at him.
I've never been more into the Sabres than in those years, again, like a lot of people. And when you're supposed to be watching the scoreboard, I guess, and the noise is deafening, I would just look at Ruff and, you know, watch the bench. Who was he talking to? Mm-hmm. It's good information sometimes. You don't know what he's saying, but... You know, I liked doing that. And he was such a fixture even by then. And in my youth, when he played, too. Like, he's such a Sabres fixture that, it's just warm and fuzzy, I will admit. Does it have to work? No. Does it have to not work? No. Okay, let's enjoy the moment and see what happens. We'll talk to Paul Hamilton in 10 or so minutes. We'll talk to Greg Wyshynski today. Greg, for all his accolades and his experience covering the league, ESPN, Devils guy, yeah. And he had thoughts on Ruff when Ruff was fired. Not as, you know, much as, like, well, he was a victim of injuries and
goaltending
as other people. Greg was not really He talked about their 5-on-5. We'll talk to him later and get sort of his latest, you know, account of what happened with Jersey. Here's Mark with us. Hi, Mark.
Hey, hi, guys. I'm not for this move, and I'll tell you why. My number one issue is when we promote within irrelevant what sport. It's the easy way out to bring back a coach that used to coach. They got fired. They got fired 2 months ago. It's like getting back with your ex-wife. It's the easy way out. Now, I thought 2 months ago Granato should have been fired, and yet we held on to him for 2 months, and now we don't have a coach, and a week later the GM brings somebody in. Do we feel the need that someone was going to scoop up Lindy Ruff? We couldn't give it more time. Now, if it was Brenda Moore or somebody like that, I could see you pull the trigger. We got to go out there. We're reliving the heydays. I mean, if Nolan got signed, would you guys be happy? And, well, Ted Nolan's back.
No.
I want somebody that has no ties to Buffalo. No strings at all. I want a young guy, not a 67-year-old guy.
64.
He got fired for a reason. And these fans that are for it, they're brainwashed. They're living the days like you guys. Oh, Lindy on the bench, Lindy on the bench. We need somebody that's hard knocks, that has no ties to Buffalo. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Every guy that had NHL experience, that I don't know if I'm going to take Adams at his word. He talked to double digits number of guys. I don't know if they all fit that profile, but anybody that you were going to hire that has NHL experience has been fired. That's the gig. You get fired. You have a run, you run out of gas, and the team moves on, and you move on, and that's the game. So holding Lindy being fired against him, the same would have been true of any of the other names that we could rattle off to you, because they've all been fired multiple times. It's part of the job.
Well, the caller went on as if you and I had not been talking about that for the last 10 minutes. Maybe he was listening to music while we were talking. I don't know. Like, we just covered everything he said. There are going to be people like this guy who don't – what's not being mentioned? What happened in Jersey, right? No acknowledgement, other than the fact that he was fired. No acknowledgement or consideration to, like, how that team had 111 points last year. Right? We don't care about that because you used to coach the Sabres. And, like, I don't know, you can't really have a conversation with somebody who's just not going to care about, has no use for the other side of the equation. It's just he should not be picked because he was here. And
quit trying to play with my emotions.
As we've just been talking about this whole time, you just don't believe them is what it is. Like, they're telling you that's not what this is. Or at least mostly, you know? And I guess it's anybody's choice whether to think that they're just lying. Like Mark apparently would have to think. He would just think that they're lying. Rob is next. Hi, Rob.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing today? Enjoy listening to your show. I just said to Zach, I listened to the press conference. One of the things that I don't want to allow as a fan to rent space in my head is, what if this doesn't work? But it hasn't happened yet, so I have to keep an open mind and realize that this could work. Trust the process. Lindy has the experience, and he's also learned from his past. He sounds a little bit more wiser in what he might choose to do this time around, and that might just help out Buffalo in the future.
Yeah,
and I'm just looking forward to it.
I like that point.
But if this doesn't work, the one thing.
What's the definition of working, right? Ruff talked about his coaching career with the Sabres as a failure.
Exactly.
And so what does it have to be a Stanley Cup? Is that the only – when the Sabres use next level, that's the playoffs. That term was used a lot,
right,
by both Adams and Ruff. What constitutes success? Okay, what if it doesn't work? Tell me what happens if it does. Is it one Stanley Cup? Is it five? Is it the second round? Like, what counts? Where's the bar?
I think to start, it's just ending the drought.
Get in.
That to me, for this organization right now, like, I want it to be more than that, but job one is to, if you squeeze in like Washington did, okay, fine. I mean, I don't want that season. That is not the optimal season, but what should the result of next season be to validate that this was a good idea? That.
Okay, very well. And then, like, oh, to the direct question, what if it doesn't work? Then you hire someone else.
Right.
Eventually, you do the same thing they've done the last 8 times or whatever, trying someone else. But it's not like you're going to be banned from the league or anything if you don't get in the playoffs the next 2 years. As you know, I'm not telling you something there that you didn't know. I'm excited.
I hope that's right.
I'm excited. I'm not going to apologize for it. And I think I'm in the majority. I think. Not necessarily talk show caller majority, but I think I'm in the fan majority that is going to be really happy that the Sabres did this. Paul next. We also will talk to Joe Ostrowski today with the NFL draft in mind. That's in 40 minutes or a little bit less. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
I just want to thank you all, and I'm just going to reiterate again. Super excited, and I might just add this. I've missed Paul Hamilton and Mike Harrington, and that's the reason I'm back.
Paul, first billing. First billing.
What a nice little nugget there for Paul.
I heard that, and then...
And Mike.
The next voice you hear is Harrington going, I guess I should go first. I'm like, didn't you mention second? Why shouldn't you go second? Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline.
You should have fought him, Paul.
Paul? That doesn't sound like Paul. I did come to realize you were there. That would have explained why you'd... But, you know, funny moment. What was it like, Paul? I mean, just surreal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Real or not, how would you describe today?
Yeah, I think it was surreal. Just all of a sudden, after a while in that press conference, it was like he had never left. You know, it just seemed like, yeah, this is normal. Even though it had been, 11 years since he had been gone. But, that's what really surprised me is, as I said, we're about halfway through this thing, and I'm sitting there like it's normal. Like, oh, yeah, I guess he never left type of a thing.
Right. And, right. Flat circle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what was the when he was fired and ended up having that, like, that goodbye news conference, was it not in the same atrium that this just was?
No, I believe it was in the Harbor Club.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
I don't remember there being a goodbye news conference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was such an outpouring. There was still construction going on. Like, the Harbor Center wasn't built yet, but it was a construction site, and fans hung signs on the construction fences facing the arena. Like, it was – I think they got to we need to give him an opportunity to talk to everyone, because there was such, it was such an emotional outpouring when he got fired. Like, we were in here calling for him to be fired. I was, anyway, as I recall, because it become, you know, it just reached its conclusion, and then they fired him. And I remember immediately, it was live during our show, feeling, oh, man, I wanted
you
this.
Had blood on your hands.
Yeah, just I'm like, oh no, this doesn't feel good. But anyway, it's been a long road, and there he is. So Paul, I mean, aside from the emotion and this ride you're saying you took, where you know it became feeling from surreal to like just matter of fact, like of course Lindy Ruff is in the arena talking about coaching the Sabres. This is normal now, always has been. What stands out to you from today? Like what, you know, pointed and direct toward hockey and winning and this working? What are some things that jumped out at you?
Yeah, he was talking about, you know, back when he was here in Buffalo, he goes, I think back to some of the things I did as a coach then, and I laugh at myself. He goes, it's comical. You know, with you know, he had talked about going to Europe to talk with different coaches and things like that, and, you know, he felt he's a better, much better coach now than he was when he left Buffalo. And that was one of the reasons he took the assistant coaching job with the New York Rangers, because he didn't want the, you know, he didn't want to talk to the media. He didn't want, you know, that gave him a chance to be one-on-one with players and do something a little bit different and learn that way. And he said he got a lot out of that by being closer to the players and, you know, talking to them every day. And he felt that was a big part of his growth too.
How about you personally, Paul? Are you buying this? Like, we've been talking, of course, about this, even this idea going back before the season was over, just sort of the obvious connection here and the speculation, and Bulldog as well, and myself, like, I accept the jersey season from last year as sufficient evidence that he can be a coach, you know, it's the next generation, if you will. Like, I don't know, that's pretty good. It's pretty good proof that he might be able. And a young, talented team like this one, people made that connection today as well. How about you? Is that how you would put it? That,
yeah. When I was talking about the search and everything, I'm not a big fan of keep bringing back the old type of a thing. But that doesn't mean it won't work. You know, Lindy Ruff is a good coach. There's no question about that. And whether he coached here or not before doesn't matter. He is a good coach. So. Whether it'll work or not, I don't know. None of us know. I mean, we'll find out as we get closer. But, I think in some ways, though, he is what the team needs. You know, he will hold players accountable. He's not afraid to. He was talking about, you know, the group with Vanek and Miller and Derek Roy and how hard he was on Vanek all the time. Well, you can't do that anymore as a coach. I mean, he would ride Vanek with the – some of the guys who were on that team told me some of the things that Lindy would do, and, you know, he would just ride it. And, you know, it's but you can't do that. With players are different now. The league's different. Players are different. You will lose that player if you ridicule them in front of the team and that type of thing. So those are things that he had to learn that are different right away.
It's interesting that, according to Ruff, and I don't say this as if I don't believe it, like, Vanek is somebody that he is still in touch with. He talked about having had many conversations. It sounded like, you know, after their time together with the Sabres, with Vanek. And so that's sort of says something positive about Ruff's influence on him, even if it was pretty harsh or worse when he was on the team.
I think that's very common, Paul. Don't you find in sports over the years, like, guys will talk, like, it seems maybe apparent that they're not loving every minute of it while they're going through it, but when they're through it and this man, this coach, has helped them, whatever, in their career, establish themselves as whether they're a Hall of Fame player or a journeyman or somewhere in between, which is where Vanek is, you know, more on the higher end, they appreciate what the guy was trying to do. Because they get older, they become parents, maybe they're coaching youth hockey, right, and they sort of, I get it. I get what was going on here now.
I've talked to Vanek about it, and he didn't love it, but he also said, I can handle it. And don't for a minute think that Lindy Ruff didn't know he can handle it. He knows his players. He knows who he can push. Derek Roy and Vanek, he pushed to the limit. Why? Because he knew they wouldn't go home and sulk. He knew they would do everything they could to be better. So, you know, that's knowing your players, what you can say to them, what you can do. But Vanek told me, he goes, no, I didn't like it, but he goes, I didn't hate him for it or whatever. He goes, he did what he did. That's fine. I played.
There would be exceptions, but yes.
Yeah, sure.
You mature and you gain respect for how you were treated.
There are certainly
sometimes
players in the league who resent the coaches who treated them tough. Talk to some guys who played for Mike Babcock, maybe, as an example of that. I mean,
or Scotty.
Sure.
Although you won with Scotty, though. You're winning Stanley Cups if you're with the Montreal Canadiens. And I remember Larry Robinson talking about he just hated the guy, but he won the cup. So,
and Ruff would have played for Bowman as a rookie.
That's where he came up.
Now we're going back.
Paul, how about the idea that this coach, this personality, he's a beloved figure in the history of the Sabres franchise. And I wonder about how the players feel, how they will feel having a star, is that okay to use here, of that magnitude behind the bench? Like, usually the coach is not someone who's more popular than any of the players. And in this case, as much as fans love Tage Thompson and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and whomever their favorites are, Dahlin, Ruff is on a different level with the fans. And I wonder, you know, we won't know, and maybe we'll never even find out, because who's going to be honest about this, but I think that's a little tricky here. Like, the players could resent the fact that the coach is such a big star already.
I think it depends how it goes, you know, for if that's going to happen or not. So, you know, back now, you think of that team that went to the Eastern Conference Final with Miller and that group. Lindy wouldn't have been the most popular. I mean, Breer and Drury, I think, were more popular than Lindy was. You know, but now you look at it, Tage Thompson and Rasmus Dahlin and Alex Tuck are popular players. But I would agree with you, yes, that right now Lindy Ruff would be the most popular of the group.
Paul, the choice of Ruff, do you think that Ruff was really who Adams wanted? Like, going back to Adams' press conference, I think I've given Adams maybe more than his share of credit, you know, different ways he's handled situations. I don't know, though. Like, I'm not going to accuse him of being dishonest. It's just he was a little bit indirect about the process, and it's kind of a no-win. Like, he's not – the question, was he your first choice? It's like when I asked Bean once if he would have picked Allen 101. Like, he can't win by answering that question. I regretted asking that because, like – again, what is he supposed to say?
Yeah.
Like, but before Allen starts to play, before this even starts. But, you know, I want to hear you maybe, like, it's been what, a week? It's a little more?
Yeah.
It was a week ago.
A week now, but it was 6 days when it came out yesterday.
Is that long enough?
I don't think it. You know what? When the press conference was going on, I thought to myself, we may be back here tomorrow. That's how sure he seemed to. I know exactly what I want. It seemed like he knew who he wanted, and but I believe him that he talked to other coaches.
I do too. I believe that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure everybody lies to everybody at some point in their life. I mean, nobody has never told a lie, but for the most part, I have never really caught Kevin Adams lying to us. He seems. You know, during that press conference last week, you know, he said some things that maybe wouldn't make himself look good. But I thought he was pretty honest about most of the things he said. So I have no reason not to believe him when he said he had double-figure people he talked to.
I agree. I just wonder if, like, what will be the version of it? You know, like that Ruff needed time as of that day. Like, Adams has it in his head. It's like, I'm going after Lindy Ruff. Or even before that. Right.
Ruff needed time. Lindy Ruff said he did not take the job.
That's right.
He did not say yes the first time. He wanted to think about it and even went through his thinking. Like, he goes, well, Don Granato just got fired. I just got fired. He goes, why would I want to do this again? And he goes, then I thought about it more and I thought, why wouldn't I want to do this again? He goes, well, it's a risk, but he goes, I enjoy risks.
Yes.
So he kind of went through his thinking process, but as soon as Kevin Adams called, he didn't say, yeah, let's do this. He wanted to talk about it more.
Well, just so I can be clear here on this, because, I mean, we're talking about somewhat of a delicate, you know, I don't want to be accusing Adams of anything, but I'll just say we talked about Ruff all the time here last month or whatever it was. Like, why, I got to one day where I'm like, why would they not do this? Like, why would they not go get Lindy Ruff back? But when I heard Adams last week, I thought Ruff is not who he's talking about or his number one. That was just my takeaway from that. They do have the experience together. To me, this would have been more Pegula and Sales, and, you know, like this. Yeah. It's a feel-good move. It can be a good hockey move too. So I was just not on Adams and Ruff.
And I was the other way.
And you were
as soon as the press conference ended, I thought Lindy Ruff's the next coach of this team. That's kind of.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Kind of what I had taken out of just with the way Adams was talking.
Well, then you wouldn't be one to question any of this, right? Because you kind of thought this was what he was thinking.
As I said, it wouldn't have shocked me if we were back the next day,
right?
The way that was going.
I'm more with Paul on this, but I just want to say at some point what we all have to be hoping, all Sabres fans have to be, I think, hoping. I mean, not that this would mean it wouldn't work, but that Kevin Adams. He was told by the owner, go hire Lindy Ruff. He meets your criteria, go hire Lindy Ruff, and you go talk to everybody else and do what you got to do, but, like, this is the result I want. Mm-hmm. Like, that's possible, I mean, here. I mean, and I don't want to accuse people of being, lying boldly. Like, I believe Kevin likes this idea, but I don't know. It's hard for me to avoid the possibility that the owner just said, bring me Lindy Ruff. That's what we need.
And you're not calling anybody a liar because nobody talked about that. So it's not like you're calling somebody a liar who said that didn't happen.
Right.
Well, I mean, what is always said? GMs, it's my call. What is also always said? You got to go through ownership. Like, right? It's always both. You know, the idea is that ownership lets the hockey department come up with who they're going to come up with, but this is a special situation, you know. So, anyway,
I don't think it would have been hard to convince Terry Pegula that this is the move.
I don't either.
No,
I don't either. Okay. Any final thoughts here, Paul? I'm sure we'll talk, of course, a lot about this through the off season.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, for them, it's good they have it out of the way. There's certainty now. There were still some players in town. Four of them were at the press conference. And Lindy spent a good long time talking to them after the press conference. We got a chance to chat with Alex Tuck, who, of course, is excited. But Lindy said, but there was some truth in what he said, too. He wasn't just kidding when he said to Alex Tuck, he may regret me coming after a week. And that could happen. I mean, it may be a little harder than some of them think it's going to be in training camp. So, you know, that could happen, too. But you know, he really wanted to get to know as best he could, you know, those original meetings with the other three players while Tuck was talking to us. And, you know, he said he's been in touch with some players by phone. Most of them probably, I think those were probably the four that were in town. I think anybody that would have been in town would have been there.
Sure.
So most of them have left town and gone to their off season. Some of them will play in the World Championships. But, you know, well, Tuck has a house here now. So, you know, he's building a house. I believe he said he's planning for a wedding. And so he'll probably be around a lot this summer. Krebs also, because I asked Krebs on Locker Cleanout Day about, Do you still want to be here? I mean, you talked a lot about, you know, having your kids grow up on grass in Buffalo, and you want to raise your family here. I says, with everything that has happened with you and opportunities you may or may not have gotten, has anything changed? He said, absolutely not. He goes, I absolutely want to bring my family here. I believe in this town. I believe in this team. He may not, who knows if he'll get the choice or not. It's not his choice. I mean, he could be traded. He may be here. Who knows? But, you know, what happened to him last year did not at all shake him from it. He was there for the press conference today.
We only have a few seconds, but he did say, Ruff, about adding assistant coaches. There was a little bit on that.
He said he probably is going to do that. Now, Matt Ellis played for him, so he knows Matt Ellis very well. You know, Mike Bales, I think, did a terrific job with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen this last year, and Devin Levi. I thought Devin Levi improved a lot as the season went on. Marty Wilford, I think, also does a good job. He was more with the defense, but did a lot of the game planning. And those were the coaches. They were there today, along with Dan Girardi, who is not officially an assistant coach, but he's at most of the practices that are home. You know, he has family things he needs to take care of, so he doesn't want to be a full-time assistant coach.
Okay.
He also is there. So it looks those guys are all going to be around in some way, shape, or form. We don't know how, but Lindy Ruff did say he would like to add to the staff.
You jokingly asked him about the goaltender, and he did say UPL right to that. So,
well, for fans who don't realize what the joke was, and Mike Harrington and I would have been the only two that realized it, anytime you ask Lindy who's the goalie tonight, he wasn't going to tell you. So it started to become a joke. All right, well, who's in goal tonight? Knowing the answer you were going to get, or he would give you some wise crack or something like that. Never give you the goalie.
Today, like, actually, yeah, maybe the most newsy answer he's ever given.
So that's why, and I did make him laugh. I said, my second question is, who's your starting goaltender on opening night? And he did say three letters, UPL or something like that. So he actually gave it to us.
That's what I mean.
So I wouldn't say it's a first. Every now and then he would throw us a curveball and give us the goalie, but very rarely.
Yeah,
so good. That's what that was about for fans that didn't understand.
Good job. Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
There's Paul Hamilton on our Western Hotline. His reports are here on WGR, brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Talk some NFL draft. It's coming Thursday night. Joe Ostrowski will look at the betting markets and try to figure out what they're telling us here coming up in 15 minutes. Lots more on Lindy Ruff returning to the Sabres, of course, as well. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog will have Joe Ostrowski up next talking NFL draft odds. What will happen? Pick two is the start of the draft, basically. Everybody's on Caleb Williams at one. But Washington has done a dance here, just keeping everybody guessing who they will take, which quarterback probably they will take. Only possible development on this today is like more people are reporting they're not interested in trading Washington. So which one do they like? Drake May, Jaden Daniels, even J.J. McCarthy. We'll see what Joe thinks.
Them bringing the four of them in all together, I think, has helped create this sort of like uncertainty about what's happening there. I mean, they could have been just effective at misleading people if they had brought in just the guy they're not picking.
Oh, like that would that's worked. What I would do. Like,
it's just Drake May. Oh my God! And then they don't. But they brought all four guys in, and so like, oh, I can't really tell what's happening there. Like, who do they like?
Why didn't you interview him? We watched the tape. Didn't need to. Look how good he is. Oh, you'd get roasted for that though. You gotta have the interview. People love the interview. Joe Ostrowski next. Bills pick 28 Thursday night, at least as of now. We'll talk about it all with Joe after this here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.